My name is Teresa Elkenposten. I'm a doctoral student at the Department of Child and Youth Studies at Stockholm University in Sweden. And this presentation is part of my ongoing thesis project with work entitled Endless Water? Researching environmental issues together with preschool children. Maybe this title should be changed to Is Society Ready to Learn Together with Preschool Children and Water? All in all, 46 children at two different preschools participated together with water in this research project in a coastal municipality in the region of Stockholm. Isabella Stengers argues in her book Another Science is Possible from 2018 that exchange of knowledge between different parts of society is important and vital in contemporary time, the Anthropocene. If taking this argument, it was fast moving.
Spoiler alert.
So if taking this argument and widening it and including children and water, what happens actually? What is produced? That's what you're doing. So, children are making change and they have impact on society, like in, for example, children's parliament in different parts of the world. Like this one, it's an example from India, and also Greta Thunberg, the Swedish activist. I had tremendous impact on mobilizing not just young teenagers, but also children and adults, at least in Sweden. So one morning, I was 3 months in my field work, and I just missed the train, and my eyes fell on a big digital screen in front of one of the biggest waterways plants in northern Europe. And there was this digital screen showed how many liters of wastewater that was cleaned every second. And then I thought, we should have a collaboration with these people. So I started to contact, not just to have now an exhibition in the end of the research project, or just through my articles. The children and I and the water should have impact like straight on in society. So I decided to write emails. So I wrote an email like this to the municipality. It's very informal because that's the way you communicate in Sweden, emails. Hello, I'm currently carrying out an early childhood education research project in your municipality at two different preschools. The project is about environmental issues concerning water. The interest is huge amongst the children and there are many questions. I therefore hope it's possible to get in contact with an expert, note that, on these questions on a municipality level. I wrote this to an anonymous email and also to a contact I had in the municipality. And then I contacted the company that's in charge of water waste in Stockholm, in the Stockholm region, and I wrote like this: Hello, I'm currently conducting an early childhood education research project together with preschoolers about environmental issues concerning water. Amongst us, there's a huge interest and many questions about wastewater cleaning and water treatment, and therefore I hope it's possible to establish contact with you. And then a third email went to the county administration. Hello, since 2016, that's when I started my study, I'm researching environmental issues concerning water together with preschool children. The interest is huge and there are many questions. Therefore, I wonder if it's possible to establish contact with an expert on these questions. Note that I added expert in all these emails. So, they got back to me within 48 hours, but they all had the same sort of initial, they wanted to teach the children about water and waste. But that was not my, I wanted to have contact with an expert. I wanted to establish a collaboration with an expert that could come and do research together with us. So I had to add two things that was very important. One, that I was that I'm a physical geographer, and also that I have experience from preschools. Then, all of a sudden, all the doors opened. And the municipality, I got in contact with the water engineer expert. And he was the one that sort of was with us doing the research. At the company, Water and Waste, they could not allow the children to come and watch the plant because they have a very strict age limit. That's 16 years. I think it's 16 years or 18 even. But they were very welcome to come and visit the information centers, the children and me. And but they were not sure if they had appropriate information to these young children because they were not used to let so young children be part of this educational practice they had there. At Länsstyrelsen, that's the county in county administration, I got contact in the end with a geoscientist that could sort of just point me in different directions about very informative and interesting web pages. But she didn't have time to come and do research with us. So everything started to move really fast after consulting the children. They are 3, 4, and 5 years old, these children. And we booked time with this water engineer. And we also kept him updated what was going on, what we were researching. And he spent, I think, he spent a total of 20 hours with us doing research. So, water became a common matter of concern. Preschool children, researcher and engineers met and shared knowledge about two preschool neighborhoods. That was what happened. So I argue that though we had a common matter of concern, water, we asked different questions. I cannot say that, I don't know what the children learned because that was not my interest. I know what the engineers learned, and I know what I learned. So, this is one of the places that was very, very important for the children, because they were pointing out this place, and to me, and also to the engineers. So this is a really dangerous part of our walking track. It's a debris pool full with plastics. Going back to what you were talking about, full with plastic, it's really deep. And it's also full with both water and debris of different sorts. But it's not secured around. So, water invited us to sort of examine what was inside, what was in this pool, and also it invited us to point out this anomaly to the engineers. So they have now actually done something to protect this area so you can walk safely around it. And also, to look for manholes or look for drainage holes was something that was like a mundane practice when we went on walks. We were stepping on them, we were counting them, we were looking for different types because there were like numerous different types. And in Sweden you have a marked V on some of them and marked A on some of them, and you're supposed not to walk on the ones with A on, and you should walk on the ones with V on, because it's like you become lucky in love, I think. And but the children were surveying these manholes and drainages, not by mapping or anything else. They were surveying them by sound, so they were listening to the manholes. And by the sound of water in the manholes, they could sort of think there's a lot of water in this manhole, this drainage, or this is probably dry. So when we got this map from the engineer and we went on the manhole treasure hunt or drainage hole hunt, they sort of marked the different, marked on the map where they found it, the manhole, and also they sort of noticed, made marks on the map to tell where the water was running very, the velocity was really high. So, one of the other things that was really part of our everyday practice when we went on walks were to, like, we noticed that there were different types of manholes and they had different purpose. And we also noticed that some of the holes were like too high up elevated because the ground surrounding it was lower, and there was like these huge puddles that were really, really good to jump in. But they didn't fill the purpose of the drainage hole, didn't fill its purpose. So that was also one of the things that we were pointing out for the engineers, when the children were pointing out and very direct, like noticing this has happening now. But he also had he could also open the manholes with his key. And then we found out that some of the ones that we already surveyed, they were quiet, they were disconnected manholes, or they were disconnected also. Like this one that has just like metal rods and wooden rods in it. So, I'll take this one. Stormwater ponds were like an obstacle course for ducks, that one of the children said it was. This one was situated between a heavily, like a highway with like a heavily used highway, and a flat water lake that was very high in nutrients, and also very high with like a very low shallow water, so you can really see so very fast if it was. It was really dry this part of the year, so it was very low, the water level. But what they found out, that the children could see different sections of this water pond, and they noticed that the section next to the highway, they were very murky and there was no vegetation at all. But the ones closer to the lake, there were like clear water and there was vegetation. So a spin-off of that, the engineers brought with them like different tanks with water and sediment that the children could see sedimentation rates on how that was actually happening there. But it was a spin-off also of what the children had done previous, because they were sort of filtrating different types of water. So, and read this one right now. Some image. So this presentation has unfolded alternative and slower ways of doing research about contemporary environmental issues concerning water, where children are included and where exchange of knowledge between different parts of society becomes a possibility. Through these slow science processes, the children's questions and matter of concerns, like the water ponds, like the manholes and the debris pool, had impact in the research process by defining what was investigated during the process. Further, during these sessions, thinking together, preschooler, researcher, and water engineers involved listening to and relate to each other's matters of concern, as well as taking cooperative responsibility for the questions investigated. Though we had this common matter of concern, water, we had different questions. Our position during the meeting shifted from being informer to being informed. We listened to each other and complemented on our different questions. The children did difference here and now, by pointing out debris pools, by noticing the dislocated and disconnected manholes, and by sharing the ways of surveying. But I was also interested to understand what the engineers that were part of this project had actually learned, and if they wanted to do something more about with this knowledge that they had. So I had an interview with the engineers, and they explained that they were interested to continue this sort of meetings and communication with other preschool groups, as well as older children in Daroko already attending school, they already had a good educational program about reuse and recycling, but they wanted to expand this so it also would include water. Upon that time when I got, when they got an invitation to be part of this research project, I had never thought about having this type of informal meetings with water and children. And they also admitted that they felt very unsafe and they were very scared before they had the first meeting with the children because they were afraid of losing control. Some admitted also that this group of children were more present and eager and informal and direct while asking questions compared to older children. So I suggested that maybe they should have a reverse citizen science project with younger children, where the children report what they see and what they know about their neighborhood. So this presentation, the display, Children's and Water Engineers, Unpredicted and Multiple Knowledge Exchange on anticipated with Anticipated Consequences. And this is also an invitation for further knowledge exchange between young children and experts, which makes other questions possible, as well as alternative methods, like here and now methods, important and interesting. So, thank you for your attention.